Well, thank you very much for coming to the gospel meeting this evening. We switched the meeting to 5 o'clock this evening because of the weather coming. And when you do that, you don't know how many people will come. And it is very nice to see so many here tonight. Now, weather permitting and Lord willing, there will be a gospel meeting here tomorrow night at 7:30. Normally, we have a youth group here, but it is a holiday for some people tomorrow, but a lot of us have to work. But there's no youth group, so there will be gospel meeting here tonight and going until Thursday night. And so thank you very much for coming. We really mean that. It is a real encouragement to us. I know I can speak for Steve. We don't get up here because we want people to hear us speak. Not everybody likes speaking, and it's not that I dislike it, but the message that we try to present is a message from God. We have been listening to the weather this week, and we prepared for a storm on Thursday. Well, the storm wasn't all that bad. We thought we were going to get this much, and we got that much. But it has drifted, and people are preparing for this storm. That's why we moved ahead. But the reason we have these meetings, the reason that this series of meetings has been going on is because there's a day of judgment coming. Not a snowstorm, but God's judgment for sin. And so the message that we are trying to bring across to you is how your sins can be forgiven, that you can prepare. The other night, I said, oh, the power could go out, and I stopped, and I got gas on the way home in case I needed it for the snowmobile, but in case I needed the generator. And so I was prepared. And so our hope tonight, our prayer is that you would prepare to meet God. The only other thing I'm going to mention before we pray, if you do not have a Bible, we do have Bibles. I've been waiting for them to come. Got home this afternoon, and there they were sitting on the doorstep. So we have Bibles. If you do not have a Bible, we would love for you to have your very own Bible. See me after meeting, and I can do that for you. Before we read from the Word of God, we're going to pray. Our Father, we give thanks tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is because of Him, because of His coming into this world, and His dying for sin, taking the place of the sinner. That is why we are able to be here tonight and to present the gospel. And so we thank thee for everyone that has been here. And even as the gospel will be preached tonight, we pray that help would be given. And even for those who listen, that there would be a spiritual awareness and an understanding of the greatest need that we could ever have, of our sins forgiven, being ready for heaven. And so we would just ask for help tonight. The gospel is going other places tonight, and so we would pray for help there as well in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to read in the middle of your Bible, in the book of Isaiah. We're going to read two verses. If you don't have a Bible, you can listen. They're just two shorter verses. So Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 6. This will be at least the third time in these meetings that this verse has been read. It is actually one of my favorite verses in the gospel. Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him. The Lord has laid on the Lord Jesus the iniquity or the sin, the punishment for our sin was laid on him. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Just back a few chapters in Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse number 22. Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. These are the words of God Himself speaking. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I've been thinking of these verses for a few days now. Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. That's where I want to start tonight. I am thinking tonight just three simple headings. Sinner, substitute, and Savior. A sinner, a substitute, and a Savior. Why would God use words like we have read? All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. What is the message? Well, I have never kept sheep. Steve read this verse the other night, and he did relate a little bit about sheep. Well, these words are used is because of a sheep's nature. I was out for a walk today, and as I come through my brother's place, he has a dog, and quite often he greets me with a bark. Well, why does he bark and not moo or not meow? Well, because he's a dog. And that's what a dog does. It's his very nature. And what is being brought out in this verse, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of us has turned to our own way. What is being brought out? It is in a sheep's nature. They say that a sheep will just keep grazing and just wander away. And it's in their very nature to wander away and be lost. You know what what your nature and my nature is? I was holding my little grandson last night, just a couple of weeks old, 2 or 3 weeks old. And there as I was holding him, and he started to fuss. Gave him a soother and rocked him, and he just settled down. There was nothing wrong. And the Bible says that we go astray, we start to wander away as soon as we're born, speaking lies. Now, I'm not speaking anything too harshly against my grandson, but I've also watched my granddaughter. I've watched my two own children, and we never had to teach them no. We never had to teach them to do bad things. Why? Because it's in our very nature. And it's in my heart. If the speed limit says 90 kilometers, I want to do 100. If there's all sorts of things, and it just goes against our grain, and we want to do what we want to do. And the verse says, just like a sheep goes astray because of its nature, you and I, born sinners, we are born and we are moving away from God. We are trying to distance ourselves from God. That is why the jails are full. That is why there is a drug problem. That is why there are homes that are broken, because sin is exposing itself in our life, because that is what we are. When we say that we are sinners, please don't be offended that we are calling you down. You know what? I look in my heart and I see sin in my life, and I have to agree with what this verse says. Just like a sheep, and it goes astray because that's just what it does. You and I, we are born sinners. We are born as enemies of God and moving away from Him. And we, I guess it was in youth group Monday night, Brody was saying that where he was speaking, he says, we have all come short of God's standard. You know, I remember I was just young, and I remember one Christmas, and we were exchanging gifts at school, and there was a young fellow from just down the road, and I suppose his upbringing wasn't all that good, and somebody had got him a little car, and I said, that's too good for him. You know what? I thought I was better than he was. And yet when I look in my heart, I see evil thoughts, and I see hatred. The Bible says that we are lost in our sins, moving away from God. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And so that is the background. That is the dark background of the gospel. That you and I, we are lost in our sins. We are helpless the way we are born. And you and I, we need to be saved. But there's a second part of this verse, and this is the part I really like. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity, the punishment. Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know that this happened over 700, this verse was written over 700 years before the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. And as Isaiah writes, and he's writing to the Jewish nation, but yet it can apply to just to this people here tonight. And he writes about a people who are lost in their sin. They are moving away from God. But he says, the Lord has laid on him. And Isaiah understood the day was going to come when the Messiah, we know him as the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was going to come to this earth and God was going to make a provision for sin. God was going to give someone who would take the sinner's place. And just as Isaiah would write, the Lord lays on him the iniquity of us all. What happened when the Lord Jesus came? If you had been here this morning, and a number were here this morning, and for an hour we were gathered around a table and we were thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ, his traveling from heaven to this earth to be born as a man among men, and one who is God actually became a human being. Why? Because in the plan of God for sinners, he gives his son, the Lord Jesus comes into this earth. And just exactly as it was laid out in Scripture, the Lord Jesus Christ one day is nailed to a cross. His suffering was tremendous. But there was something that took place that wasn't just the mockery and the hatred of man that was hurled at him. It was something else that took place. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, and when he died, you know what he was doing? He was taking the place of the sinner. He is the substitute for you and I. You know that you and I, as we are born, we can never enter heaven. Our sins need to be forgiven. How can they be forgiven? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, he's saying, here, I will lay down my life so that these people will go free. The punishment that they deserve for their sins, I will take it. And tonight there is a substitute There is one who died in the place of the sinner almost 2,000 years ago. That is why the Lord Jesus Christ came. He came as a substitute for the sinner so that you and I could go free. The last verse, look unto me and be saved. All the ends of the earth. You know what the message is tonight? God is speaking. He is saying there is salvation available to all. And you know what? I look in this meeting and I love a meeting like this. Because there's Canadians here. And there's people and you came from the other side of the world. I was there for a couple of days. Philippines and all across the world. And it doesn't matter where this gospel is preached. I've preached this gospel in Singapore. I've preached it in the Philippines. I've preached it in El Salvador, and it's the same gospel. And God is saying, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Not only is there no other God, there is no other salvation. Now, please don't think at the gospel hall they think they're the only ones going to heaven. Absolutely not. But I know that the gospel we are preaching is the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ and God would have to speak. It is the only way to heaven. And he says, look unto me and be saved. Just as an illustration, Dave and Angela and Wendy and I were out in the snowmobiles last Saturday. And we had met up with Michael Ramsey. And he took us across the ice just outside of Summerside. I don't like traveling on ice, but he said, I can get you into Kensington. And he said, yeah, we're good to go back. So he went back home, we did what we're doing, and we're coming back on the ice. And it was a little darker than what we had planned. Michael told us where to go, but somehow we missed the tracks. And I was leading. And I stopped and I said, David, does this seem right? He said, I don't know. He said, I think we should have went out around. I said, well, I don't know. So we turned around, and it was starting to get in with dust. I said, okay, I saw land. We get onto land. And I thought we were fairly close. Anyway, we were going on the side of the road. And we were coming back. And if my wife wouldn't have been on with me, I probably wouldn't have turned back. But she said, there's a guy there. He's looking at us. He waved at us. And so we turned around, and he had a snowmobile in the yard. He said, he's lost. And I said, a man doesn't like to admit that they're lost. I said, well, yeah, I'm trying to find, I know where we're supposed to go on. It's Blair Campbell's. Oh, he said, that's over there. He said, listen, I'll tell you what. He said, let me get my gear. He said, I'll show you. So what do you think I did? No, I'm just going to go the way. Of course not. I asked him what his name was. Oh. A lot of things I wouldn't trust him with, but I knew that he knew the ice. Because that's what he lives for. And there he took us, and he took us out. You know what I was doing? I was looking to him. Because I didn't know the way. And he really was our savior. I suppose we could have picked up. Instead of in Muskosh, I was near Belmont, near Lot 16. Missed it by a little bit. I was actually going the right way when we turned, but you know what? We followed him, and he took us to where we want to be. Tonight, as your condition as a sinner, you know what God is saying? Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. I am God. I have done what is necessary so that you can be saved. Listen to these verses. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him. You know where it should have fallen? It should have fallen on Daryl Rayner. You know where the judgment deserves to fall? It deserves to fall on us. But the verse says, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You could be saved tonight. Your sins could be forgiven because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Listen to these words. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. That is not just for this hall in O'Leary. That can be proclaimed through the whole world. And you know what? It is. One way to heaven. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. God has done everything that is necessary for you to be saved, for your sins to be forgiven. God gave his Son to bear the sin of the world.